Of course, it goes without saying that the two fundamental controls in making a photograph are aperture and shutter. Said in more concrete terms, it's the point of view and the correct fractional slice of time. I suppose in the physics sense, we live in space, but space occupies time, and it's the intersection of time and our camera where photography is made. Jimmy Peters is a master at selecting time. That is to say, he either is extremely talented at photographing just exactly the right fraction of a moment to capture in his photographs, as witnessed by the number of photographs in his portfolio where that's done so precisely, or he's photographing in tremendous volumes and then editing ruthlessly to find exactly the right fractional moment of time that brings peak motion to the photograph. This business of peak motion is so critical, particularly if you're telling the kind of action-packed story that he does with his cowboys. We see lots of cowboy portfolios. Most of them are rather static. Surprisingly, you wouldn't think it'd be that way with cowboys because their work is so action-packed. But very, very typically, we see a cowboy portfolio that consists of a lot of cowboys standing in front of barn doors, made with the beautiful clarity of a large format view camera. I love those photographs, don't get me wrong. But it's not exactly how we would normally perceive cowboys in real life. Theirs is a life of movement, of action. And really, it's that kind of photography that tells the story of the cowboy life, I think, a little more accurately than the formal portrait. Jimmy Peters has made a portfolio that has lots and lots of pictures capturing cowboys at the peak moment. That does not happen by accident. That happens purposefully. That happens carefully. That happens, like I say, with incredible talent or incredible editing skill. Doesn't make any difference which. The resulting portfolio speaks for itself, as does this image. It's something that, quite honestly, I have to remember because so much of my personal photographic experience is based on the view camera, where with the tripod and the stability of a camera, the subject tends not to move in front of me, that I forget sometimes how critically important it is, even in those kinds of pictures, to recognize the value of the exact right fractional moment of time. Some of you probably laugh at this because for you it's second nature. But there are photographers like me who have to remember with conscious effort that it's the right fractional moment of time that can either make or break the photograph.